rain and thunderstorms up to at least on Wednesday or even beyond. For these regions, significant rainfall accumulations are expected throughout the week.
Gauteng police say two vehicles suspected to have been used as getaway cars after a cash-in-transit heist in Roodepoort yesterday were found at a house in Meadowlands in Soweto soon after the robbery. Police spokesperson Mavela Musondo says a white BMW and a Nissan Bucky are confirmed to have been hijacked in Gauteng and Northwest, respectively. He says a group of suspects robbed a cash-in-transit armored vehicle and fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash.
Swift response by various units of South African Police Service led to the recovery of one BMW and Nissan hard body inside the yard of one of the houses in Meadowlands in Soweto. Two people who were found inside the house, a male and a female, were taken in for questioning. The search for the suspects and the recovery of cash is underway.
The DA says it will continue to demand honesty, transparency and accountability about the naval vessels participating in Exercise Wolf for Peace 2026 in Simonstown in Western Cape. These comments come as Chinese, Iranian and Russian warships arrived in Cape Town for military drills this week. The party says the Defense Department is misusing the BRICS label to hide military alignment. The DA's Chris Hutting says BRICS is not a military alliance.
The Democratic Alliance will not allow the ANC to keep hiding behind the language of non-alignment while quietly choosing sides. It violates the spirit and working of the GNU's statement of intent, undermines South Africa's credibility on the international stage, and sends the wrong diplomatic signals to all our major trading partners.
And US President Donald Trump met with executives from some of the world's largest oil companies at the White House to discuss Venezuela, saying he wants them to invest 1.65 trillion rand in the country to expand its fossil fuel production. Trump has named oil as the priority for his strategy for the country after US forces seized its leader Nicolas Maduro in an overnight raid a week ago. Trump administration officials have said they need to control Venezuela's oil sales and revenues indefinitely to ensure the country acts in America's interests. View these and other stories on jackaroundfm.com. Click on News.